All right, so 2012 was a huge year for you. What was your most memorable moment, event, festival that you attended, or that you played for that matter?
Excuse me. I think it was Tomorrowland. When I entered the main stage, yeah, it was so overwhelming to see all these people waving their flags from all the countries where they came from, and the energy was just so special and unique. That was the moment.
Fantastic. You play at Roseland on the 26th. We know you've been really excited in the past for New York events, you know, most notably over at Governor's Island, and then, you know, your events at Pasha. What do you have in store for us?
A lot. I mean, this time it's going to be a fanfare show, mm-hmm, and it's all based around the fanfare theme. The color code is like this, and we have a lot of special things going on and performances. So there will be a couple of surprises, and I have great acts, and the venue is just super amazing, and I can't tell you how amazed and how excited I actually am to the show on Saturday.
Yo, me too. So Roseland's your last stop here in America, then you're on to Brazil. What do you have set up after your tour? Some studio time?
Yeah, actually I'm in the studio all the time now. I just had a couple of studio days here in New York yesterday and the day before and the week before. So whenever I have a day off or like in between the shows, I try to rent a studio. But you're right, when I come back from Brazil, I'll be touring Europe, so okay, the tour doesn't stop. I'm continuing the fanfare tour. But in between, I always go back to Berlin to my studio, and I have a lot of productions going on at the moment, so I want to use that time before the craze is going to start again.
So in that note, can we expect you to be playing at any of the big festivals this year? Coachella, EDC, Tomorrowland again?
I can't name anyone, but of course, there will be a lot of festivals I'm going to attend, so I'm looking forward to the season.
Oh, yes. Same here. What was your inspiration behind One Republic's Feel Again, the remix that you did?
The inspiration was actually the track itself, you know. I heard it and I loved it, and so I took the vocal and tried to work my stuff around it to catch up some of the original vibe. But the inspiration was just my own Thomas Gold style, mm-hmm, thing, and then the track itself. And that's for me the most important thing. I have to get inspired by the original track, otherwise I would never do a remix.
Right.
If someone plays a track to me and asks me for a remix, if I don't feel anything about the track itself, it doesn't make sense to me to create my vibe around it.
So. Of course. So, can I get some clarification on the Meow title? Are you becoming a cat fanatic like Deadmau5?
No, not really. But, you know, when I started the track, it all started with one sound, and it was kind of this meow, 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 mm-hmm, sound. So I named the project folder like this. That's what I always do. I give my projects like any names which come to my mind, and I kept the name throughout I was working on the track. And at the end, I thought, like, why not just keeping the name and let's do something with the cat thing. And you know, I like cats, and
yeah,
and just make some funny stuff out of that. And that's how we did it.
That's great. So I have to ask, the Essential Mix, it was amazing. Can you tell me about preparing for that and then actually, you know, sitting there and what the performance is actually like for the Essential Mix?
I mean, it's exciting to have the Essential Mix, and it's an honor to be part of that. So I prepared myself a lot, and I wanted to give the people something different, like not just my normal DJ set. So that's why I created special versions of the track, and I put in the orchestra version of the Lady Gaga remix, and for In My Mind I did kind of a special interlude version where it's just the vocal with new instruments underneath, and I created transitions between the tracks and edited actually the shit out of all the tracks I had.
Yeah.
So I tried just to create something special, because the Essential Mix is something special.
Mm-hmm. No, it's fantastic. So, in 2013, who are you looking to collaborate with?
I can't tell too much. There's a couple of things going on, and there definitely will something. But just for the moment, I'm focusing on my own vocal productions, because I want to have something get done before Miami. But collabs are ongoing,
yeah,
and I can tell you more very soon.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Thank you. Have a good one.